talking about the EOH Job Creation Initiative, the EOH 702 Youth Job Creation Challenge. We launched it about 5 weeks ago, and the initiative really is about the fact that South Africa has got a shortage of skills, and we need to help young people get those skills. Get your first job. It's much easier to get any subsequent job. Let's talk to a man called Peter Viljoen, who is the founder of Sidson Automotive Institute. Are you part of the EOH program, Peter, or are you going it alone?
Bruce, good evening to you and your team. We are now going to be part of the EOH team, initiative. So we've sent in all of our particulars today, and we eagerly await their response.
But you've been part of an initiative before to get internships within your business.
That's correct. You know, we identified over the last couple of years that we really need to seed new talent into the motor industry, for example, and that's the industry we operate in. And as a result, we founded the Society of Automotive Professionals, and with the specific intent of trying to attract young graduates to maybe consider working in the motor industry. And it's really taken off beyond our expectations.
How many lives have you touched so far? I mean, in this informal way that you've gone about it.
Well, we've been running this since December. So obviously our first task was to go and get some of the manufacturers on board and some of the dealer groups on board. But at the moment, we have 40 interns that we are busy pipelining into the industry. So it's suddenly taken off, and there's a lot of interest that's been expressed.
Now, are you going into other members and saying to them, you know what, you guys could all do it in your own bat, or is this going to be an industry-wide initiative?
We're trying to make it an industry-wide initiative. I think a lot of people have been talking about it for many years. We just decided to take the bull by the horns and launch it ourselves. So we're hoping that the industry takes this seriously, and I think they'll be surprised when they start to see the quality of the candidates that are coming through.
And that's what people who participated in these sorts of initiatives constantly tell us, precisely that point. There are remarkable South Africans that are slipping through the cracks all the time because they just don't get the lucky breaks. And this was one way of making those breaks and making the lucky breaks. Peter Viljoen, I look forward to catching up with you once you've gone through the EOH process, the founder of the Sidson Automotive Institute. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. And yeah, another inspiring story of South Africans looking around, looking at the noise and saying, you know what? Well, I can't do anything about the crazy, but I can do something right here about making a difference in the lives of other South Africans, improving their lot in life, and in so doing, help creating a more sustainable future for everybody. And people like Peter Viljoen doing precisely that. And that's what the EOH Job Challenge is all about. And if you are a chief executive and you want to get involved in the initiative, you've got to go to 702.co.za and we'll put you in touch with this EOH team that's dedicated to helping you get everything started. It's not about getting full-time jobs, it's about work experience. Simply open your doors, get people into your workspace and get them that 80% chance of being employed full-time after 1 year's work experience. Give a kid a break.